For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday evening, December the 30th, 2018. Gene Williams is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Understanding God's Time and Seasons.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
Let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover myself and this building with the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask the giant warrior angels to protect us and to come and assist me as I teach your word. Lord, your word says in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 30, He must increase, but I must decrease. I step aside to give you free course to minister to your people. I ask the Holy Spirit to give us a teachable spirit and a learning spirit of your word, that we may be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord again. I just want to say the enemy attacked me earlier and I wasn't feeling well. And I was like, Lord, I have to press in because this is not about me. He tried to get me to take something. I refuse to take anything because I know God is about to do something. But before I get in my message, I just want to share a little bit of my testimony with you. About 3.5 weeks before we was getting ready to come to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, and a friend of mine's I haven't heard for in about maybe, I'll say, 2.5 years. She's a flight attendant. And she called me, and she said, Jean, guess what? I said, what you got? I said, I haven't heard from you in maybe a couple of years. She said, I have 2 tickets. We can fly anywhere in the world, wherever you want to go, and it's paid in full, first class. I say, when is the trip? She say, the trip is December the 26th through the 31st. This is where my faith was tested. Do you really love me? Or do you want to travel the world and have a good time? So I told my husband, I said, you know what? The peace of God is all over me. I say, and I can refuse that ticket with my whole heart and soul. Because I know the ministry that we are in, if I would have canceled my trip coming here to Lake Hamilton, I probably would have never made it around the world. Because I know how the enemy works. But I want to say to you today, there's a time and a season that I will be able to travel the world again. But this was not the season. And I give God the praise for it. Because how many people would just give up a round trip ticket anywhere, name it? And I told her, I said, well, you know, I always wanted to go to Paris. She said, we can go to Paris. And then so when I turned it down, she called me. She said, well, sis, you know what I'm going to be doing on December the 26th through the 31st? I said, what? She said, I'm going to be in Hawaii. So here's the enemy trying to mess with me again. You know, you accepted them, you know, to go to Lake Hamilton. You could have been on her. You could have been gone having a ball. But I just want to thank God today that I am sold out for Jesus, because it's not about me. It's about the kingdom. Because I know great things are coming, and I don't want to miss the plane that God got for me. So let's give God a hand on that. Amen. So my title for you today is Understanding God's Time and Seasons.
Yes.
And it's very important that we understand God's time and seasons that we are living in. And even going into the next year, because the enemy also has a plan. And we want to be on God's timetable. We want to be able to understand the time and the season that God is in. And as I was preparing this message, it blessed me. And how many know it has to minister to you first before it can minister to the people? So it began to minister to me, and it leaped in my spirit. I said, Lord, this is what your people need. So let's go to Genesis, the first chapter, verse 14 through 19. That's Genesis, the first chapter, verse 14 through 19. And it reads, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So what are we saying here? The sun and the moon were created to give light to the earth, to separate day from night and serve as a sign to mark season, days, and years just for you. Time is a commodity that can neither be bought or sold. The only thing you and I can do with time is use it. If you don't use it, you will lose it. If time doesn't work in your favor, it will work against you. Times and seasons are instruments, measurements, assessment, planning, and perfections. Time is an effective tool in the hands of God, planning and executing his plans for you. In time, everything has a beginning. Must have an end. If God didn't create time and seasons, there would be no end to terror, sickness, disease, misfortune, misunderstandings, poverty, lack, failure, and disappointment. In fact, that would be no end to evil. So why understanding the time and season important to us? Why is it important? Understanding of time and seasons will bring rest and destroy fear, anxiety about the problems of life. Understanding time and season, it will build patience in you because you will rest assured that everything that has a beginning must have an end. Why is understanding time is important? It will help you to prepare for the next season in your life. Why understanding the time and season is important? It will help you take advantage of time and season of your life and ride the momentum that it creates. Why understanding the time and season is important? It will deliver you from life stress. So in 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter, verse 32, says, the sons of Issachar, they were able to comprehend the time and seasons they were in because they understood the times they was living in. They understood what season and time they was in. So understanding time will help you to know how to live to fit God's agenda in the now. So God is a planner, and no planning is done without a time frame. So God's timing is everything to us. Therefore, if it is important that you and I understand the times we are living in, then we must also understand the seasons. If you don't know what time you are living in, then you don't know what to do. How many of you don't realize what time I'm in, what season I'm in, don't know what to do? If you don't know what time it is, you're probably doing the wrong thing with the wrong person. If you don't know what time you're living in, you may be doing it with the wrong person. Are you in the right relationships? Is it the right timing? That's why time and seasons is important. When you know the seasons and times, you know what to do. You know when to move. You know when to sit still. Wasted time is a wasted life. Time without purpose or visions is life without meaning. Why God created time? He put man in time and he doesn't live in it. He can use the end from the beginning because he knows what's coming. Why? Because he is Alpha, he is Omega, he is the beginning, and he is the end. So in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, verse 1 says, to everything there is a season, a time, every purpose under the heavens. So everything God creates have a purpose, a time, a season to fulfill its being, his plan, and his mission in your life. You and I was brought into this world for a purpose, a time, and a season. You were born to do something, and you don't have forever to do it. You don't have time to waste. Time was given to manifest itself in time and in season. You have to change with the seasons. When season changes, you have to adjust. In the summertime, you won't wear a big fur coat in 104 degrees because you are changing and shifting in the times. Because in the summertime, you wear shorts, you wear something that's cool and refreshing. But in the wintertime, you don't wear shorts. You put on a coat because the time has changed. Time is shifting and time is changing, and God wants us to be able to shift in the time and the season and his purpose. So you were born for a purpose. And you should be asking yourself these 5 questions. Number 1, who am I? Your identity. Because if you don't know who you are, or you don't know your identity, you will take on someone else's identity. So who are you today? Do you know who you are? Or have you taken on someone else's identity? Number 2, where am I from? Know your heritage, your inheritance, and your legacy. What is my legacy? What is my inheritance? What is my heritage? Where did I come from? What does it mean for me to be on this earth? Who am I? Number 3. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What is my drive? What is my reason or intention? The meaning of living. What is my meaning of living? Number 4. What can I do to know your potential? Our people will tell you what to do. So if you don't know what you are doing, why you are here, then people can tell you what to do, and it can either be a positive or a negative. So it's people telling you what to do and how to do it, or you know who you are. Number five, where am I going? What is my purpose? You have to know your destination, your purpose, and your end. And these are five little nuggets that you can take down and you can ask, why am I here? Analyze the situation, because we all here for a purpose. So let's talk about the advantage of time. Do time has an advantage? Yes, it does. In time, failure can become your success. Mm-hmm. So in time, where you was failing, now it's shifting you to your success. This is the advantage that time has just for you. In time, when you were a child, you became an adult. So in time, you begin to grow. So this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to grow in Him in time. In time, you may have been sick, but as your time and your season went on, you are healed now. So time has a purpose. Your season has a purpose. So in time, imprisoners were oppressed, but now the afflicted have become delivered. So you no longer. In time, what you cannot see today, you can see tomorrow. This is the advantage of time, because time has its own purpose. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 16 says, making the very most of time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. So what is this saying? Opportunities are tied in man's seasons. Opportunities create to move a man to the next season of life. That is why you must understand the time and seasons of life. Become sensitive. Identify and take advantage of opportunities God creates to move you to the next level in His timing. The only time you and I have is now. So it's no time to waste. So let's talk about seven things you must know about your season. Number one, the first thing you must know about your season: there is a time for everything. In Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, verse 1-8 says, there is a time for everything, a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh, and a time to mourn, and in a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak, and a time to love, and a time to hate, and a time for war, and it's a time for peace. So time is important, because each time serves a purpose. We just read about the times in Ecclesiastes. There's a time to die, there's a time to live. Time has a purpose. I'm giving you something today, yeah. And I want you to really listen to this, because it has blessed me, and I have learned to understand God's time and season and His purpose, because it means a lot in our lives. Because if we do something in the wrong timing, it can be detrimental, yeah, to our walk. Yes. So it's important to understand our time and our season, understanding the voice of God, hearing God, spending time with Him, because this is going to shift us into our next move. In Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, verse 6 says, for every purpose and matter has its right time and judgment. although the misery and wickedness and weakness of man lies heavily upon him who rebels against the king. So there is a right time for things to happen, and there's a right way to do things. But you got to know what season you're in. I remember when my husband came to me back in 2004, and he said, "Jean, God is strategically shipping us to the Atlanta area." And I was like, "Shipping us? You know, I have my career. You know, I built this career here, you know, and this and this and that." And I began to seek God because I was confused. And I began to seek him and say, "Lord, if this is you, then I know that you have a plan. And I know that your timing is going to be the right timing." And God began to shift me and begin to, his peace began to rest upon me. And I started feeling good about this shift. I said, "Well, God is about to do something great here." So I began to give my resignation to my job. And I told my husband, I'm ready to move. And it has been a blessing. And I do not regret 1 minute of my shift. But what if we would have been in the wrong timing? That's why it's important to hear the voice of God. Have discerning of the Spirit. Being in his right timing. Being in his right season. Because we don't have time to waste to be out of the will of God. Because God is doing something. And we want to be in alignment with Jesus. Number two. God is faithful to his own timetable. In Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, verse 11 says, "He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God make it from the beginning to the end." So what is he saying? No matter how hard we try to make things happen, it would not happen except in God's timing. Everything will happen when God says it will happen. When that time comes, God will create the circumstances and events that will lead us to wherever he wants us to go. When it is time, the devil and circumstances that stopped you before will no longer be able to stop you. When it is time, God will show up. And when he show up, the devil will bow. And the situation will change. If God has not showed up, wait in faith. For that purpose of understanding the time and season, God will always show up and he will always be faithful. Because he is a faithful God. And Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." Those that wait upon the Lord. This is the blessing. Number three. Understanding time and seasons does not mean you should surrender to fate, doom, and not work hard. This does not mean that, okay, that I'm in God's time, so I'm going to wait here. I'm not going to go to work. I'm not going to do nothing because I'm just going to wait. That's not what he's saying. And Proverbs, the 10th chapter, verse 4 says, "Laziness will only breed poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth." It brings wealth. So understanding of time and seasons, it gives peace, encourage, patience, discourage, and destroy envy and backbiting, but does not encourage laziness. So we can't be lazy in this time, in this season, in this movement that God is beginning to place us in. You must continue to work very hard towards pursuing your life goals and assignment without looking back. In Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verse 22 says, "In all labor there is profit, but idle talk leads only to poverty." And Proverbs 28, chapter verse 19 says, he that tilled, plowed his hand, his land, shall have plenty of bread. But he that followeth after vain person shall have poverty enough. You need to continue to work even if your season is dry. Because God has a plan. And remember what I said. There's a time and a season and a purpose in God's plan.
Yes.
How many of us, and I'm the first to raise my hand, has got out of God's timing in my life? And I wish I have waited upon the Lord. I wish I have made better decisions. So why is this lesson to me is so important to you? Because we are shifting into the year of 2019, and we need to know our time and season and purpose of what God has for us. And we need to be in tune in what God is doing. No more mistakes. Number four, God's time is the best time. God knows what is best for you. In Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God wants to give you an expected end if you just wait and if you just understand your time and your seasons. All of his plans and actions are based on justice and righteousness. Justice and righteousness. He wants us to live holy. He wants us to have the blessings. There is no injustice. Our plans and actions are based on justice of righteousness. Anytime he shows up is the best time. So if he don't show up tomorrow and you've been waiting, it's still the best time. Because he is the best time. He never late. He's always on time. Always. I have given up long time ago asking God, why haven't you done this? Why haven't you did this? Because now I understand everything is in God's timing. And if he don't move when Gene wants him to move, then it's okay. Everything is in God's timing. But we have to learn to wait on God. Anytime he shows up again is the best time. He has reasons for everything he does. He always has a reason why he wait, why he put things off, why he don't move. He has a plan. He's working it out. He knows you. He molds you. He shapes you. He knows just what you need. He knows everything about us. He knows just what you need. It would be dangerous to give you something and the timing is not right. God save us so many times from ourselves. And I give him praise for that. Because God wants to bring maturity within us. Because if he released this blessing that you're asking him for right now, and you're not mature enough to handle it, it could be a disaster. That's why he knows everything. The time, the season, he created this.
Yes, he did.
He created time and seasons.
Yes.
So he knows. He got you. It's all right. So when we move into the year 2019, no worries. Because if we put it in God's hand, then he got it. It's going to be okay. Number five. To waste time is to waste life. So what do I mean about that? In Job, the 14th chapter, verse 5 says, since a man's days are already determined, and the number of his month is wholly in your control, he cannot pass the bounds of his allotted time. So what is this saying? The days of man on this earth are numbered. We haven't got forever to accomplish our God-giving assignment. The time is near, and we know that God is soon to come. We all have limited time. Therefore, we cannot afford to waste time. A time wasted is a wasted life. You and I must not ever waste time. So what is your purpose here on this earth? To demonstrate the kingdom of God. This is the purpose of us being here. To demonstrate God's kingdom. And God wants us to be about his business. This is his business. Kingdom business. And he wants to equip us and prepare us for our destiny. God is not concerned about your age. God is not concerned about your age. You know what he's concerned about? He's concerned about what you did with your time while you was on this earth. That's what he's concerned about. My husband talked about Caleb received the promise, and that's the truth. But God also says, to demonstrate the kingdom of God while we are here. So if you're 90 years or 100 years old and all you did was sit home and just sit here and ain't did nothing, that's wasted time. Wasted time is a wasted life. I want God to say, well done, my faithful servant, when I see him. You did what I told you to do and some more. That's what I'm looking for. Number 6. Time is in the hands of God. Time is in the hands of God.
Yes.
And Isaiah, the 14th chapter, verse 24 says, the Lord Almighty has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought and planned, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. So he has planned this all out. So it shall come to pass. And it will come to pass if you just trust him, if you just lean on him, that your time and your season is in his hand. And Isaiah, the 14th chapter, verse 27 says, for the Lord of hosts has purpose for you. And who can annul it or void it or disavow it? And his hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? No one, because he is God. And Isaiah, the 46th chapter, verse 9 to 11. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that execute my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and I will also do it. That's what his word says. He said, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass, and I have purposed it for you, and I will also do it for you, if you trust me. The world is God. The ideal, the plan, and the reality belongs to God. God created time for his own program. He created for his own program. His plan for the world he created has been timed and programmed by him. No one can defeat the plan of God, either for your life or for any other person. He said, I do as I please. It means no one can change or alter the timing of God. You cannot delay it. God is the one who can change it.
Yes.
In Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, verse 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? So what is this saying? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. No one can delay the plan and purpose of God for your life. If his promise has not come to pass, it simply means it's not time yet. So if they have not come to pass, it's not time yet. He will show up at the appropriate time. He, who is he? Jesus Christ, will show up in the appropriate time. His advice is that we wait for it, because it is for an appointed time. Time is valuable. Time is important. Time is important to God. Time is important for you. Time is important for your next move. Time is important for every step, every moment you take. It is important. Number 7. To everything, there is a season. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 28 says, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So you have been called according to his purpose, to his plan, to his will, in his timing, in his season, and in his purpose. To every purpose, there is a time. Purpose are fulfilled at the appropriate time. The Lord Jesus knew the time destined for his ministry to begin and for his death. He kept on saying, my time has not come. Once he said, this is the hour of darkness. The same night he was arrested and later crucified. The purpose God are fulfilled at the appropriate time. His purpose was fulfilled at the appropriate time. And pursuing purpose, these are certain steps that must be taken and certain things to be done until they are done. The expect results will not be seen. For every purpose, there is a time. So every one of us has a purpose, a time, and a season. But can we wait until that appointed time come, until that appropriate time come, or do we go ahead of God? So in this next season that we get ready to ship into in another day, it's going to be important. Because we are moving into a time and a season where God is shifting and aligning us for his purpose. And he wants his children to be in alignment with what he's about to do. So I'm saying to you tonight, don't miss your timing. Be in tune with the word of God. Because I believe, as I look out here tonight, I see a lot of you have a lot of different things going on. And when I look at you, I can see that your timing is important to you. And you may be saying, I am in agreement with you tonight, because there are some decisions that I'm about to make, that I need to make, but I need to be in God's timing, because I don't want to be out of alignment because of my selfish ways. So I say to you tonight, seek his face, trust him, let him guide you. Trust him to and bring you into an alignment. Trust him through your season, because he made the season. He made the time. Time is God. And he wants to bring you into that alignment. God's timing is all about God's purpose. No matter how hard you try, you cannot manipulate God's purpose. There's no tricks, no scams, and no plots. You cannot manipulate God's purpose. His purpose is in direct alignment for you with his plans for you and how those plans integrate, combine to advance you to his kingdom. To everything, there is a season. In Ecclesiastes, we talked about it earlier. You read of living proof that everything that is came into existence through God, system, and timing. Everything is all about God's timing. One of the surest ways to miss God's timing for your life today is to complain and murmur during your wilderness of dry seasons. So you mean to tell me we can miss God's timing and season because we murmur and complain?
Oh, yes.
So if you have a problem with waiting, you need to get some deliverance, because it's important that we don't murmur and complain through our dry seasons. Because through our dry season is where we are broken. And if we don't be careful, we'll find ourselves moving into the wrong way. Because it is important that we wait upon the Lord. In dry season of your life, when it does not appear to be raining at all, there's no more rain. So what do I do? When my season is dry, what do I do? When I don't hear his sweet voice, what do I do? Do I stand? Do I wait? Or do I make the decision myself? What do you do in your dry seasons? Dry seasons will come. We talked about it in Ecclesiastes. There's a time and season for everything. So what do we do? Whatever God begins in you, he will finish it. He doesn't start anything that he do not finish or complete. God wants to begin a work in you, but he also wants you to get rid of all those things that holds you, beseech you from coming into this next season. He's seeking and looking and searching for those secret sins, those things that you nourish, you cherish, you think nobody sees, that you love and that you don't want to get rid of. These are things that he's after, that he wants to dig deep into, because he wants to cleanse you, prepare you for your destiny, your season, your time, your purpose, because the time is now. So I say to you tonight, are there areas of impatience that you need to repent from? What are things of the past that you cannot let go? I want to hold on to this a little while longer because I'm not ready yet. What is it that you're holding on to that you think nobody sees it, so I can do it? What are you holding on to that's so important that you cannot let go? What are the things you're holding on that you won't surrender to Jesus? Here's what I learned. That very thing that I hold on to, that I don't want to surrender, is the very thing to bring me into my breakthrough. So are you ready tonight? Because I believe in the year of 2019, prophetically, that God is about to do a new thing. And he is not going to tolerate no foolishness. So it's time for us to get into alignment, to surrender it all. We have got deliverance every day. But this night is the last night besides tomorrow morning. And we need to really make some decisions. I want to surrender it all. I no longer want that secret thing that had me captured.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.